From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. Protests in Bahrain have turned violent. In the middle of the night, riot police approached men, women, and children sleeping in tents who refused to leave Pearl Square, the main square in Manama. The main opposition group in Bahrain says at least two anti-government protesters have been killed. New York Times reporter Michael Slackman is in Bahrain and says a huge army of police swarmed in and, without saying a word, began firing tear gas and rubber bullets on sleeping protesters.
There was a gas station right next to the square that was filled with a few men and many, many women and children who had escaped the square. They were crying. Their eyes were red. One woman had been badly injured as she ran. She kind of cut her foot open. And without exception, the people there and the young men I spoke to on the other side of the square said that they were asleep, and without warning, the police opened fire.
New York Times reporter Michael Slackman reporting from Bahrain. After police regained control of the plaza, they chased protesters through side streets and surrounded the area with vehicles just as the dawn call for prayers rang out. Authorities in Bahrain are not commenting on the violence. A White House official says President Barack Obama has spoken with CBS reporter Laura Logan, who CBS says was brutally attacked and beaten in Egypt on Friday while covering reaction to the resignation of President Hosni Mubarak. The network says Logan was beaten and sexually assaulted. The president's new press secretary is defending his boss against charges that he made an unsubstantiated claim about his budget proposal. NPR's Mara Liasson reports the Republicans are also accusing the president of abdicating his leadership role on tackling long-term deficits.
At Jay Carney's maiden press briefing, he was peppered with questions about the president's claim that by the middle of the decade, his budget would not add to the debt. PolitiFact.org, a nonpartisan fact-checking website, pointed out that's not true. The debt continues to go up because interest payments continue to grow. But Carney defended the president's claim.
Not being an economist, I will venture to explain the miracle and sometimes the horror of compound interest. And the reality is the interest on the debt is a major portion of the debt that we have to pay, and I think Americans understand that.
According to PolitiFact, what the president could have said accurately is that under his budget, after 2017, annual spending will not add to the principal owed on the debt. But interest on the debt will continue to compound, making the total debt bigger and bigger. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
Six current and former officials charged with ripping off millions of dollars from the small Los Angeles suburb of Bell have been ordered to stand trial. They are accused of fraud. Each made about $100,000 a year in salary. The council and other agencies met once a month. Strong earnings report and send stocks higher today. The Dow Industrials gained 61 points to end at 12,288. The Nasdaq gained 21 to end at 2825. This is NPR. Israeli officials are trying to raise the alarm about two Iranian warships apparently planning to sail through the Suez Canal. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports U.S. reaction, though, is muted.
State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley says he's aware of the reports but has no information about whether these are warships or where they're heading.
There are reports that there are a couple of ships in the Red Sea. What they do, where they go, will follow this with some curiosity.
Israel's foreign minister calls it a provocation by Iran. Egyptian officials who oversee the Suez Canal say countries need to seek approval to send warships through, and Iran has not filed any such request. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Demonstrators gathered by the thousands in Madison, Wisconsin, again today. Many public employees are fighting an effort to strip government workers of the right to hold on to their bargaining power with unions. Brian Kennedy, president of the American Federation of Teachers in Wisconsin, says the governor is moving to scale back public workers' rights.
The reason that we're out in force is because the governor is proposing stripping all public sector workers of all of their labor rights and essentially eliminating collective bargaining in the state of Wisconsin.
So many Madison teachers called in sick today that classes were canceled. Wisconsin's Republican Governor Scott Walker wants to strip government workers of most bargaining rights to, he says, bring the public sector in line with the private sector. His proposal would come up for a vote this week. Officials say Democratic National Committee Chairman Tim Kaine is rethinking his initial reluctance to run for a U.S. Senate seat in 2012. Kaine spoke with the president today about running for the seat, vacated by retiring Virginia Democrat Jim Webb. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News.